So I remember a couple of years ago, JW would tell me, watch the yen in relation to the dollar. So he knew to do that. And you just, because when the yen goes up, it affects Japanese products. Or if it goes down, it affects Japanese products. You know, it's all back, all complicated. You have to know how to see how one thing will be good for Japanese workers and another thing might be good for the yen. It's not good for Japanese workers. You know, those dynamics.
Right. And if it's good for Sony, it's bad for you if you're buying a TV.
Right. So I understand the yen and the dollar relationship. And since any movement affects everybody up and down and flips all the time, it's just
well,
when
more
it starts.
So now, more so now with your quadraphenic chip body, more so now than ever.
Now, when you said that now, that would be the last 10 or 15 years of chip body environment.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you mean this month?
Yeah, this month.
Oh, this month. Because we're leading up to this. Okay, I don't want to go to that yet. I'm just trying to get the. There is like a normal between the end, they're balanced. But then if they start getting unbalanced, that's indication of something's coming. Then
the Dow's going to move.
Right, and then you look at the yuan. What is it we see going, one note, it starts what?
What is the yuan?
The Chinese currency.
Yes, and why is that significant?
I don't know, because of Chinese.
We're going to tell you.
Okay.
Because of the connection from China, the people carry their currency of yuan to the dragon. Where's the dragon, Bob?
The States. Yes.
There you go. There's your connection. From what the U.S. dollar is trading against the yuan will give you the diametric split between the yen and the dollar.
The relationship of the
everything is because everything is going through Maybank now.
Okay, hold on, we'll get that. So you're saying the relationship between the yuan and the dollar affects the relationship between the yen and the dollar?
No, it does not. But when they both are moving in a certain direction, that's when you know that the variegation of, say, the pound is going to move more diametrically. Here we go.
Oh, wait, okay, so it seems that it doesn't matter. Normally nothing's moving, that's normal. But when something starts moving up or down, that's a concern.
And when both start moving, then
right.
You can tell if it's just the yen or if it's the dollar. And if you know it's the dollar, then you know that's going to have a larger impact on the euro.
Yeah, so you're saying if the yen and the yuan start moving, then you know that's...
It's not the yen or the yuan, it's the dollar.
That's affected, and then that affects the euro. Okay, we got that.
That way you can tell which one's affecting the market. Now, when you know what's affecting the market, you surely well should be able to calculate which way it's going to go.
Yeah, when you said you know what's affecting, like what? I mean, the yen and the euro.
Stop.
No. Just follow. See, remember, I'm not even going to be doing this. I'm just trying to get a basic ABC. So you're looking at something happening with the yuan and the dollar, and something happened with the yen and the dollar, and you realize the yen and the yuan are happening at the same time, doing something, moving in some exaggerated form, and that affects the dollar, which affects the euro. End of story. I don't care about any of this, but that's what
there is
saying.
A dynamic. No, there's a whole nother.
Okay.
Another dynamic that we're trying to get you to. Okay, here it is. If the yen is going up against the dollar and the yuan is going down against the dollar, then it's not the dollar, it's the yen.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. That's a relationship you can anchor on.
Right, and now, if it's just the opposite way around, you know it's the yuan and not the yen.
The opposite way would be the yen going down and the yuan going up?
That's correct. Either way, that gives you 3 points to weigh against to make sure it's not just some anomaly happening within the currency.
If the yen goes down, in the previous case one, it went up. If the yuan goes down and the yen goes up, that affects
the dollar.
The dollar. And
no, it doesn't affect it. Then it's not the dollar causing that differential.
Don't talk too fast because, you know, I don't even... It's like the first case affected the dollar, which affected the euro. The second case affected the dollar, which affected the euro. And I don't know the difference. They're both the dollars being affected.
Bob, if it's not the dollar, if it's the yen or the yuan and not the dollar, then it will have a little causal effect on the pound sterling.
Okay, you said you just said if it's the yen or the yuan. You mean if something's happening to them, and it doesn't affect the dollar?
No. If one's going up and one's going down, then it's not the dollar that's the anomaly. It's the yen that's the anomaly, or the yuan that's the anomaly. And if it's the yuan, then your attention should be at Maybank and how it affects with Barclays to see how the market's going to react.
Okay, hold on. The first case was yuan begins to move and the yen begins to move.
One way or the other. If they're both moving up, then it's the dollar. If they're both moving down, it's the dollar.
But if they're opposite to each other, if the yen and yuan are opposite, is the only other alternative. The yen and yuan are opposite each other, then that affects what?
Then that's not having anything to do with the dollar.
Okay, we got that. Now we got the two scenarios. Okay, so
that's it.
What is the implications if it's not affecting the dollar?
It won't have a big effect on the pound sterling.
Oh, okay.
Why I have to look at Maybank and see what they're paying on their demand deposit.
Okay, hold it. Does JW know all this stuff?
He gets around.
Yeah, this is normal knowledge. But you said... You said to Califia that nobody knows the role of Maybank.
Right.
And every dollar is accounted for or something through
right.
there.
Right.
It's like nothing is real unless it goes through the Maybank.
That's correct.
And that was set up 100 years ago, 40 years ago. When did Maybank get that responsibility?
It was about...
After Nixon opened China, right?
A month and 3 days before the charter for the Federal Reserve was in place.
Wow. So, 1913.
And that was done through a little bank called Standard Charter.
Yeah, which J.W. has talked to me about. So J.W. knows about the role of Maybank. I think he's talked to me
very
about it.
Well.
Yeah, so he knew. So, who would know this? Intelligence agency know this? Like, who knows the role of Maybank? If you say nobody knows, you mean the average bear.
No, we mean they haven't figured out the connection. They haven't connected the dots. They can't see the rabbit on the page.
Who's they?
Everyone.
Yeah, including the intelligence agency and the president?
Of course, he's the clueless, most clueless.
Okay, so this really is, so who knows in the United States this factor? We know the 418 group knows.
Califia.
Okay, she found out. What I liked about the reading is that you defined the role of Maybank. I just knew Maybank was important, but I didn't know what it did. Something was set up. So that was the beginning of China being the hidden ground and foundation of the 20th century, the American century, they call it. But the ground was this deal set up with the Federal Reserve.
Yeah,
and that's the hidden part. But the Rockefellers knew this, I assume.
Well, it certainly should have served them better if they did.
All right, so who knew, and it served them well or something? Like, who knew in American nationals, American people, American identity people, not Chinese? I mean, some Chinese knew. I mean, it's not many people knew this was set up, even among the so-called Illuminati or elites.
Well, now, wait a second. Woodrow Wilson knew.
Okay, that's good. Did Colonel House, his associate, know?
Of course.
Oh, that's why. Everybody sort of sees that House seemed to know something, so they project he's Illuminati. But at least they're picking up that he knew this.
He saw the orders and understood what the order said. And
did anybody else in the cabinet know? Besides House?
They was all too drunk on their good bourbon whiskey.
Right, no, okay, so you're talking to Wilson. Ian talks a lot about Wilson, too. So you got Wilson and House. Anybody else who was an American citizen at that time?
There was a little group that was sort of landing in there in early California, that were sort of plugged in.
The Gold Rush scene?
No, way after that.
The Bank of America.
This is the Palm Springs crowd.
Did they come out of Hollywood, or they're just rich fat cats?
No. It was just a nice weather.
Yeah, the fat cats of that day, some of them knew.
Yes.
Even though they weren't as rich as the Rockefellers, you know what I mean?
Well, you keep talking about the Rockefellers being so rich, and where did it go, Bob? I mean, it just wasn't that much. It was just more of a phatic expression. They weren't movers and shakers. They just swept up when something went to a south. They were, as they say about the Hebrews, they were just good with money. They weren't anything special.
They're good with money, but they didn't... You mean they say that about the Jews, that they're good with money. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
they're saying the Rockefellers were good with money, but you're saying they weren't that good, but they are the
problem. Where would they be? Why aren't they still around? What happened to Chateau Lafitte? Well, what the hell's going on? If they're so...
You mean Chateau Lafitte, what happened to the Rothschilds?
Well, and we've connected that many
times. Yeah, you're saying the Rothschilds are weak, and the Rockefellers are connected to Chateau Lafitte, so they're weak. I don't know why they became weak, but many people still think they're influential, but what does the average bear know? They just read John Birch literature or something.
We'd still call and verify funds in a check they wrote it rather than anybody else.
No, I missed that sentence. What'd you say?
We would still call and verify funds on a check that they wrote just as we would with anyone else.
Okay, so had a few people in Palm Springs and they knew, why did they know?
Right place, right time.
Right, and did they pass the knowledge on to some people who took advantage of that?
Not much.
So not many people know this.
Ask Carolyn how rich people act. She'll tell you they're selfish. They keep it to themselves. They profit from it. They don't let anybody know anything.
And they don't. And these are rich people they keep on themselves. People think that the Rockefellers run America, and the people that really have this knowledge, not necessarily running America, but they have this knowledge, they're not even on the public radar.
They don't want to run anything. They're too busy enjoying what's being run.
So they're not on the public. Their names are not known in the popular literature. Okay, so you have.
And we whooped the man that said it so. Now, Walter Winchell started talking smack, but that didn't last long because they shut that hell. They shut him up.
Okay, where did he. Who's Walter Winchell? No, I'm thinking of Walter. There's two guys that get mixed up. But Walter Winchell was the famous radio guy, and they made the movie about. But he started becoming aware of this,
and started talking it.
So what happened to him?
What happened to him, Bob? What does your history say happened?
Well,
to him?
I think he died. So was he?
He just quit broadcasting one day.
All right. So So more of the Chinese know this deal than American citizens.
Yep.
Right.
And yeah.
So they said, if you're gonna set up a Federal Reserve in that, then you're gonna have to have us manage it. We're gonna monitor.
Oh no, they asked them for the money to start with.
No, they asked who? You know.
Are you talking about? China didn't say if you're gonna do this, we're gonna run it. No, they asked China for the money to set the thing up to start with.
And then the condition was that every dollar has to be noted through Maybank.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, through Standard Charter. It wasn't on Maybank then.
Oh, okay. Standard Charter. Yeah, that is an Asian British bank sort of thing.
Yeah.
So Maybank bought out Standard Charter or took over?
Nope. It just got moved.
Oh, okay. So it's not in Standard Charter anymore?
Nope.
But those who are in the management of the knowing level of Standard Charter, they know what it was and they know it got moved so they can profit from that knowledge.
The ones from Standard Charter moved to start Maybank.
Oh, and they were Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so Standard Charter is Chinese. But the thing is, I don't know anything about who, so I just asked the question.
Well, you just asked if anybody left at Standard Charter knew, and we said no, the people from Standard Charter that knew is the ones who started Maybank.
Yeah, and I assumed that Standard Charter were not Chinese, so anyways...
they're very Chinese.
Okay, so what is the purpose of having the role of validating or of registering every dollar? How is that a power fulcrum? What's the power base there?
You control the value of it.
You determine what has been done, I guess. You say,
and what exchange is exchanged for.
And you could make that up if you wanted to.
But they do every day.
Yeah, they control... It's like the old image of the Rothschilds gather every day and determine the price of gold in London. That, and everybody makes a big deal out of it. They control the price. Well, yes. Maybank is a similar metaphorical operation in the world of currency.
So did the Hunt brothers, but it didn't work out well for them either.
You said, so did the Hunt brothers. So what did they You know, what did they do, the Hunt brothers?
What are you talking about? You said the Rothschilds go and set what the price of gold is. They tried to do it with silver, and we said, look how it worked out for the Hunt brothers, the same way it did with your Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds tried to do it, too. Okay.
Right. Well, and then it didn't work out well for them either.
Right. So who is it working out for that's not Chinese?
Oh, Dutch Bob Kalicia.
Well, okay, so Kalicia, I know she looks at her screen, she can understand the screen movements. Okay, so then, so the Maybank controls, is that that role that Maybank have affect gold? Are they controlling gold too?
Sure.
Okay, so they're the hidden trigger catalyst judger of economy, of the economy based on money and gold.
So there you go with the little paragraph.
All right.
Ion, well, no, not necessarily.
No, I didn't miss that. You said there's a whole paragraph, what did you say? Whole paragraph?
No, you're okay.
No, you said a sentence there. There's a whole paragraph about ion. Just
we were talking about before when you say, you make this great statement, and then you say, right, ion, and we go, okay, what's your question?
Right. So I did a right there? Said right?
Well, you will. You were.
And you said what to that?
We said, what's your question?
What's your question? Okay. So, so the point is, if you, what does the public see when they understand they're watching Maybank? What do they watch? What does Califia watch?
How much they're paying on their cash accounts at Maybank.
Right, so who's they, and what is a cash account?
Bob.
No, I don't know nothing.
We're looking at Maybank. The people who, we told you to look at Maybank. Those are the people who look at Maybank. The people that look at Maybank. And you said, well, what would they know? The people, what would they see? What would they look at?
No, there's no point. Just follow my questions. You want questions. Somebody looks at the
Califia. We told Califia we told her to look at Maybank, and you're asking what would she look at?
Yeah, what does she look at?
At Maybank. Okay, what she'd look at is on their website, they have demand deposits.
That means what?
Means where you buy a certificate or you, how much interest they're paying.
They're offering something you buy called demand deposits.
Yes, well, okay. It's a certificate. And you look at how much they're paying. Now, if yesterday...
How much they're paying? No, how much they're charging for you to buy it.
Oh, no. This is putting money in the bank and they pay you interest.
Oh, okay. So you don't buy anything. So what kind of economic transaction do you do?
You don't do anything. You just look at what Maybank is paying interest-wise on their accounts, their U.S.
Oh, okay. You just look at the interest rate.
If yesterday it was paying 2%, and today it's paying 2.35 or 2.5, that's a huge move.
And the market, quote, crashed today.
Well, exactly.
Is that affected by that 2.35? Did the 2.35 cause that?
Yes.
So you're looking at, you look at what goes into the cash accounts. That means what the interest is if you have an account at Maybank, right?
You don't have to have an account. You just look at the website and see what they're offering if you want.
But that number that you look at, that's what it means. It's referring to what interest they pay if you work with their bank, if you put money in their bank, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're looking at the Maybank, and you have to know that if it went 2.01, that's nothing. But if it goes 2.35, that's big. You have to know how much is big.
Well, yeah, if it's, in a day's movement, because if it's at 1% and it goes to 1.5, that's a 50% movement.
Okay, so...
And your little computer will go all haywire.
So why did it go up today or yesterday to 2.35 at Maybank?
Because the market was going down today.
So it did not cause it to go down. It knew it was going to go down.
Right. Effects precedes the cause of the
Well, did they know because they did something a week ago?
No, they knew they did it because they did it.
No, how did they know the market was going to go down?
Because they raised their interest rates to 2.3.
Oh, see, they caused it by raising their interest rates.
Yeah.
But you said they knew it would go down, and that's the reason they raised it. So they raised it so it would go down.
Right. Well, that's how they knew.
Why do they want it to go down? Let's try to work at that.
Because they bought shorts on the market.
They wanted to get it go down and short profits when it goes down.
That's right.
Okay, so they said it's time for us to profit. So they raised the interest rate and knew it would go down.
And it did.
So they caused it to go down because they knew it would go down if they raised their interest rate, correct?
Of course.
Okay, that's what... It's funny, when we first ask a question, you say things and it's going to... And
I think it means this. You know, it doesn't mean that. And then it ends up does mean what I thought it meant. I don't know why we do that on every issue.
You don't know the, because you can't get the words. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. But no, it just, I still don't know. I just want to know the answer. They caused it. And you said, no, they didn't cause it. They knew, and, you know, chicken and egg did for a while. And then we come back, oh, yeah, so, yeah, they caused it. Okay, so why did they want, new shorts? Okay, so we got Maybank, the yen and yuan dollar relationships. And then what is this about? What do you watch at Barclays?
What
is the least you have to observe?
What they're paying on their accounts.
Oh, you're looking, so you can understand what banks are doing by looking at their interest rates, and that's what.
Well, yeah.
Okay, no, just find out what it is, because there might be something else. See, I asked the basics. I asked Frank Zappa, what is music? People don't ask that, but you never know what you're going to find out if you ask stupid questions.
I ask stupid questions.
So you
know, I'm not stupid because you really don't know.
Well, they're not even anything, but they might sound stupid, but I do get information out of it, which I don't understand.
The answer, those are stupid questions, but if you really don't know, that's okay.
Okay, and you're just ignorant.
Right.
Yeah, difference between stupid and ignorant.
Question, that's okay. But if you ask a question you know the answer to, that's a stupid question because you already know the answer.
Okay, so so you watch the interest rate, and it doesn't matter whether it goes up or down. If there's movement, that means
movement.
And
the
so
spread. It's all about the spread.
Right. So if there's movement at Barclay, movement at the yen and yuan. Was there movement at the yen, yuan, dollar relationship the last couple of days?
There was.
So there was movement there, movement at the Maybank, movement at Barclays. Their interest rate changed the last couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you look at what happens to the pound. So what's the pound doing?
Pound will be inching up now.
You have this, what happens today, is this leading to the perfect storm you mentioned in Califia's
meeting? Yes, but that's not ready yet.
This is not connected to it.
It is connected to it, Bob, but it's the beginning of it.
Yeah, it's the first moves by Maybank to deal with a storm. And do they want to create a storm, or there's...
No, they're trying to avert the storm.
Right, and this is the quadrophenia in the chip body. This is what you said earlier. Quadrophenia chip body is getting out of... Humans is getting beyond human control.
Yep, so they're trying to make little moves to make it correct itself so it doesn't turn into...
Like they did today and yesterday.
That's right.
Right, and you're saying that this won't work to the satisfaction of Maybank. They won't get control. It will get out of control. I guess that's what you mean by a perfect storm. It will get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Stabilizing won't work. So even Maybank will be affected?
Of course.
So Maybank, okay, so it's almost like ION is talking about this to the public because we're on the verge of Maybank and its power is becoming obsolete. So ION can talk about it because it's going down, so to speak. You see what I'm saying?
We did.
In other words, you wouldn't talk about this a year ago because it was doing okay.
That's right.
Yeah, but now when ION starts talking about something, it's not really valuable, secret, important knowledge. It's over, so ION can talk about it. You get the point I'm saying here?
Thanks, Bob.
No, you get that? No, is that what...
We said thank you.
I mean, it's new for people to find out about Maybank. It's new to find out about the Guff, but ION told us right when the Guff is going. Do you know what I mean? It's the old principle. We find out what is in the past, not the complete present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Because you're creating it as you go. Very good, very good.